I hear some women talk about this. They say, I don't want to be used, you know. Oh, he used me. Well, where are these men? Because I find myself at the end of a date woefully useless. No, it's goddamn pathetic, you know. I feel like a wounded soldier. You know those beers? The unfinished beer? They call it a wounded soldier. That's how I feel after many a night in a bed. With a man, they don't know how to take what's there, you know. If I'm gonna shame myself and give you my body before marriage, you know, the least you can do is use all parts of the buffalo. No, it's disgusting. I like to test a man. I like to take him to a Wings place, you know, before I bring him back to the bedroom. I like to see how he treats the wings. If he's one of these guys that throws a bone in the bone pile when it's still got a lot of meat on it, I ain't impressed. Are you gonna leave the meat on me too? My ideal man, those bones in the bone pile are so dry and clean, they're ready to be a gypsy's earring. Men and women, can they be friends? Well, you know. I think you can be friends with a man, you know, if you fuck him first. And fuck him real shitty. So then he can relax and act like a goddamn human being, you know? You know, take it easy, man. You just deflate that thing, you know? Oh, dude, I'll fuck him gross, you know? And if you don't like that, I'll fuck him too clean, you know? And then... hello. I gotta say, I like it when I find a man, you know, who presents himself as a heterosexual. But who's fucked a few dudes? I like it. I find it very erotic. Because honestly, what's more manly of a man to do than mount another man? You can easily imagine a parallel universe where to like women was super faggy. You like girls? I thought you were a man, you know? Isn't that like liking a fruity drink? You know, I thought you could handle a Jack Daniels, you know? I'm disgusted. If you haven't had the courage to take down another man, you know? Oh, you're a lion and you took down a flower, you know? Congratulations. You take down another lion before you get to this flower, you know? I won't be impressed by just any reduction of my self. It's tough because, you know, we all confuse lust for love. We've all been there, you know. You confuse sex for love. But it's so damn hard to confuse masturbation for self-esteem. You try, you know, you think you're a modern woman, you know? That female masturbation, you know, it's got its stigmas and whatnot, you know? It only shows up in the movies in a very charming form. You know? It's a single hand down the pants and a lot of full breath moans. Well, sorry, but that ain't the truth, boys. And sure, you know, sorry, you say, hey, you know, you say masturbate in front of me or something, I'll do my best to approximate, you know, the Aussie and Mulholland Drive or whatnot, you know? But the real truth, it ain't pretty, you know? It's a lot of curled toes and a lot of freakish movement. It's a lot of trembling and it's a lot of lizard neck. I mean, male masturbation, you know, it has a historic precedent and I think, frankly, it looks, you know, it looks like like a man stroking an animal. You know, and everyone supports that. Sure, the animal's hairless, limbless, eyeless, deaf, dumb, and blind. But that's what makes it so special. No, but the female masturbation, I feel like, I mean, it's ugly. I always feel like if someone saw me, it looks like I'm some kind of mad scientist trying to get this thing off the ground. You know?